Eder. You're listening to Eder.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله أسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, continuing on the same subject, understanding Ism-i Azam, the greatest name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which warrants an accepted supplication, an accepted dua. All of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are very precious and beautiful, but certain names have this quality and are so charismatic that by calling upon Allah with these attributes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always accept your dua. Let me give you an example. I recall an incident where an old lady had rang into ask a masla, and in front was Mufti Saab. And Mufti Saab was young, mashallah, not an old individual, but a very young Mufti. And this very elderly lady, when it was her turn to ask Mufti Saab, she did not even start off by saying, "Mufti Saab, I have a question." But she said, "Assalamu alaikum. Mere pyare bete, mera ek ye sawal hai." You see, everything changes when you know how to frame your words correctly. If you look at the word mufti in comparison to bete, mufti is much weightier. It holds a lot of weight. But for this old lady, simple woman, the way she started, and she said, "Mere pyare bete, mera ek sawal hai. Beta ye hua, beta ye hua." And Mufti Saab immediately was responding to her. And then at the end, Mufti Saab said that, "You know, when you called me pyare bete, bete, it was so nice to hear that. And it was this natural inclination, this love that was flowing from my heart for you, as in reality I am your son." And so certain words have this power. Certain words have this power. So by actually saying pyare bete, Mufti Saab was prepared to give so much attention. Not that he wouldn't, but certain words have an impact, have an effect. And that is also the case with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with some of the names that are actually mentioned in the hadith, that will immediately attract the mercy of Allah, the rahmat of Allah. And it will open the gates of your dua to be accepted. So this is the difference, my respected brothers. Just like how honey, if you mix it in water, water becomes very, very sweet. And when a person uses the right words, the right description to call upon his Lord Allah, that man also becomes very sweet in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he becomes an honorable person. But today, unfortunately, we get buzz out of seeing other things and we get excited by doing other things. Otherwise, those who really have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them it's a very different life. I was listening to a bayan, and Khaja Fazl Ali Qureshi is a very respected alim of his time, a great scholar, has passed away, Pakistan ke baad sahib-e-karamat buzurg. And there were two very aged murids, individuals, that were bad to Khaja Fazl Ali Qureshi. And so it is said about these two old people, frail, but very pious, muttaqi, tahajjud, guzar people. So they were actually fighting, both of them were friends, being the most senior and aged. They were fighting at the doorstep of the masjid, having an argument. And so everybody is looking, it's quite a scene when you find old folks fighting, arguing. So all of the youth that were there were looking, ye kya ho raha hai? What is happening here? And so when the young students got close to them, the two were actually in a very strong argument, because one said, Allah is mine. And the other one said, no, Allah is mine. And he said, no, Allah is mine. He said, Allah is mine. Subhanallah, what ajeeb ishq. What ajeeb love they had. They were so serious that, no, Allah is mine. No, Allah is mine. No, Allah is mine. And this was the argument, bas. Allah is mine. No, Allah is mine. No, Allah is mine. Today we don't even, it's hard for us to even believe such incidents and stories that have happened. Just like a baby, a child. And you might say that, no, this is mine. And the baby will say, no, it's my mother's. No, it's not. It belongs to that. No, it's your mother's. No, it's my mother's. You know, it happens. This is the love. And so people who have that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really, everything for them becomes jannat. The tilawat of the Quran, they're sitting in the masjid, they're sitting at home, any part of the world, it's a very different feeling. Why? Because they understand this. That is why there is so much emphasis when it comes to Ismi Azam, when it comes to Asma'ul Husna, because they are the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so today, I want to cover two beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the brothers to actually get into the habit that whenever you make dua, use and include these two beautiful names of Allah. And these two names are not to be found in Asma'ul Husna. But this is another subject. There are still many names of Allah which are not even in Asma'ul Husna. So maybe at a later stage we might want to cover this. But this is not in the Asma'ul Husna, but again they are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these two names are actually so precious that every time I have been, mashallah, Haram Sharif, may Allah take us all the time there, I have never missed out from seeing and reading the two names of Allah that are written on the black cloth of Gilaf-e Kaaba. Some people don't even take note of what's being written there. But if you carefully have a look what is written, the ayats of the Quran, you will find that these two names are there also towards the corner. Towards the corner. On Gilaf-e Kaaba. Now this tells you something. To have the two names of Allah on Gilaf-e Kaaba, what is that telling you? Something that's very important. And these two names have the ingredients of Ismi Azam in them. And so never forget, whenever you make dua, wo popat ki tara dua mat karo. Now really take your time and understand the names of Allah. And these two names are Ya Hannanu Ya Mannanu. What is it? Hannanu Ya Mannanu. These are the names of Allah. Now how difficult is that to remember? Is it difficult? Ya Hannanu Ya Mannanu. And so you can make dua in your own language, in English, in Urdu, in whatever language you're comfortable with. But make dua and you say, Ya Hannanu Ya Mannan, Ya Hannanu Ya Mannan. Get into the habit of saying, Ya Hannanu Ya Mannan. Because this is Ismi Azam. And if you even look at the dua that was given to you, in the dua of Ismi Azam, in which Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if you read this dua, especially on a Friday, your dua is guaranteed, accepted. And in that dua, Hannanu Mannan is also mentioned. So, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu. Make dua and include these two names in your dua. And for the mothers and sisters listening at home, if your husband is naraz with you, if your husband is naraz with you, very angry, and you've tried everything, then try this. Read Ya Hannanu, Ya Halimu 100 times after Isha. What is it? Read Ya Hannanu with Ya Halimu. Ya Hannanu, Ya Halimu 100 times. If there is no love between the two. And vice versa, if the husband feels that, you know, my wife has become very cold and she doesn't pay attention to me or whatever, and perhaps that love is not there, then for him to read after Isha only 100 times, Ya Hannanu, Ya Halimu, both are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see the difference. Now when we say Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannan, what is the meaning of Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannan? We will only appreciate Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu if we know the meaning of it. Ya Mannanu in the Arabic language actually means someone who does favors unconditionally. What does he do? Who does favors unconditionally. That is the meaning of Mannan. So for an example, you will find some very beautiful individuals in this world, in this ummah especially. Some people are of such lofty character, such sublime discipline, that they actually have this sifat, the sifat of Allah, it is actually in them. That these are the people who favor others unconditionally. So for an example, there's two meanings to it. So you favor others unconditionally. Somebody comes to you and he is in need of something, or he finds himself in a very helpless situation, and he comes and he puts in front of you a matter. And that person, mashallah, even before he can finish off his complete story, what is the issue, why is he in such problems, that man understands his issue and his needs just by his body language and immediately resolves his issue. Immediately resolves his, that is called Mannan. That is called Mannan. Understand, Hatim Tai, somebody came to him and said, I am in need of 5 dinar. I am in need of 5 dinar. And so you are in need of 5 dinar. Hatim Tai wrote a letter to his accountant and said to him, give him 500 dinar. How many dinars? 500. So the accountant gave him 500 dinar. So the accountant said to Hatim Tai that he asked for 5, you gave him 500. He asked for 5, you gave him 500. So Hatim Tai said that he asked me in accordance to his status and level, in accordance to his position, and he wanted 5 dinars. I gave him in accordance to my position, to my status and my level. Ajib. Really, there are people in this world. And perhaps the most fascinating incident that comes to mind just now is of a individual who is known as Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. And listen to this. Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala was an incredible individual. There was this man who had debt on him of 700 dirhams. 700 dirhams. And there was a lot of problems with him. So some of the friends said, you know what, you have 700 dirhams, go to Abdullah ibn Zubair. And he will sort it out for you. So this man went to Abdullah ibn Zubair and said, Hazrat, I am in need of 700 dirhams, qarz. And I can't make that repayment. So if you can assist me. So Abdullah ibn Zubair wrote a letter to his wazir, to his accountant. And in the letter he said, don't open it, give it straight to my accountant. So in the letter, Abdullah ibn Zubair wrote, give him 7,000 dirhams. How many? 7,000. He wanted how much? And he wrote 7,000. So he did not open the letter. And he gave it to the accountant. So the accountants are clever also, aren't they? So the accountant said, huh, what is your need? What is your need? So he says, my need is of 700 dirhams. So the accountant wrote the letter. He says, 700, 7,000. Now he's thinking, maybe Abdullah ibn Zubair has made a mistake by adding that one extra zero. That one extra zero. Maybe he wanted to give him 700, but 7,000 is a mistake. It's like when I performed one man's nikah, there were so many zeros. I nearly fell unconscious. Mushtaq. There were so many zeros. I said, my word, mashallah, she's a lucky woman. But khair, we won't go into that. And the same thing with this accountant. So he says, you want 700? Wait. So he sent his student, he goes, go to Hazrat, tell him that Hazrat, you have wrote here 7,000. And what do I do? Now in the meanwhile, because of the delay, the accountant said that, look, I can't give you the money because on the paper it says 7,000 and your need is of 700. So you either wait because I'm not giving you 7,000. So he said, "Thi." So now the student went to Abdullah ibn Zubair. Abdullah ibn Zubair said to the student, tell him what I have written now, that is the amount you have to give him. So now when the letter was given to him, the accountant saw the letter, it says, give him 1,400 dirhams. How many? 1,400 dirhams. So the accountant said, well, this man has made a lot of profit. So 1,400 dirhams was given to this person. So the accountant, out of love, he wrote a letter to Abdullah ibn Zubair, or he must have said to him, that Hazrat, if this is your attitude, giving money away like this, all your money will finish. All your money will finish. Abdullah ibn Zubair got angry. He said, if you are my subordinate, then do what I tell you. But if I am your subordinate, then come and take my seat. Come and take my seat. If you are working for me, then do what I tell you. Or if I am working for you, then you come and take my position and sit here. Don't you tell me what to do. So the accountant said, okay. Then he called the accountant. He said, let me tell you. More precious than 7,000 and more precious than... he said 7,000. 14,000. 14,000. Sorry, forgive me. 14,000. More precious than 14,000 is the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hadith of Rasul. And he said that I have read in the hadith of Huzur alayhi salam that when one Muslim unexpectedly gives happiness to his Muslim brother, Allah will do his maghfirat. Allah will do his maghfirat. As a surprise, You give happiness to your Muslim brother. You give him something that he is so happy, he is overjoyed. Allah will do your maghfirat. He said, I gave him 7,000 to make him happy, but you spoilt it by telling him 7,000. Now I had no choice but to increase it to 14,000. And so this hadith is more dear to me than the wealth that I have. If Allah does my maghfirat, then in 14,000, it's worth it. So this is what we call the sifat of Allah, is that He is Al-Mannan. And Al-Mannan is Allah, it means that Allah gives you much more than what you ask. What does it mean? Allah gives you much more than what you ask. And Allah sometimes gives you that even which is in your heart and you have not asked Him. That He gives you something that is only in your thought process. You've not even put it towards your mouth and your tongue to make dua of it. You have made an intention and Allah gives it to you. That is Al-Mannan. That is why Ya Mannanu is a very powerful name of Allah. He gives you much more than what you ask Him. Let me give you an example. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, after the completion of Kaaba, he made a dua and he said, وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ O Allah, open the sustenance for the people of Makkah, مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, from the fruits. What did he say? From the fruits. And you know fruits, they come from trees. From the fruits. Allah accepted his dua, but in a different way. Allah responds in the Quran, يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will attract to the city of Makkah fruits of everything. Fruits of everything. As in the Mufassirin say, everything that is edible, you will find in the city of Makkah. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked only for fruits. Allah said, no, everything. The fruits of this earth is what? Vegetables. Everything. And so today, for an example, if you go to Makkah Mukarrama, ajib, Chinese food, Indian food, Pakistani food, Bangladeshi pans, you name it, nuts, kaju, pista, this, drinks, you won't find anywhere. Fruits, you won't find. Mango, all the time it's there. Everything, every kind of food you want, it is there. Seafood is there. Ajib, this is the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam only asked for fruits. Allah said, no, everything I'll give. Allah is Al-Mannan. He gives you much more than what you ask. That is why Ya Mannanu is very important when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala from Makkah was going to Medina Munawwara. At the time of Tahajjud, he looked up and he saw there was so much anwar, there was so much nur. He felt that this is the time when dua is accepted. So he made a dua, Allahumma rzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Allah, give me shahadat in the path of Allah. Wa amitni fi baladi habibik. And give me death in the city of your beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah accepted the dua. Allah accepted the. And remember, Allah is Mannan. Allah gives you much more than what you ask for. If Allah wanted, Allah could have given him shahadat anywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him shahadat which is so honorable. The shahadat of Hazrat Umar is such that he is with wuzu. He is with wuzu. He is in the masjid. He is standing on the musalla of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is doing imamat of the greatest salah, which is Fajr. And he is in his salah. And he has said, Allahu Akbar. And shahadat comes to him in this way. And you see, he just asked for shahadat. But Allah gives much more than what you ask. Much more. And then he asked that Allah give me death in the city of Medina. It would suffice for Hazrat Umar, for him to be buried in Jannatul Baqi. where Hazrat Uthman is resting. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, because he's Al-Mannan much more, Allah gave him a position next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Al-Mannan. That is Al-Mannan. So what you ask, when you ask him, it's not that Allah gives you only what you ask him. Allah gives you much more than what you ask him. Provided you use the right words. And the method is by saying, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu, Ya Hannanu, Ya... In fact, even if you don't ask Allah anything, and if you get into the habit of saying, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu, Ya Hannanu, Ya Mannanu, that in itself is amazing. And so this is the meaning of Al-Mannan, the one who gives you much more than what you ask, and also the one who gives unconditionally. Who gives unconditionally. Now going back to the other name, what is it? Ya Hannanu. We've talked about Mannan, now we go to Hannan. What is the meaning of Hannan? Al-Hannanu means the one who is very quick to be happy. The one who is very quick to be happy. To please him, subhanallah, a person can please him very quickly. The one who is very fast to be pleased. You can please him very quickly. That is the meaning of Hannan. Believe me, you will find today people that if you do something to them, they have tires in their mouth. What do they have? Wo kehte hain mucharana. Kya hote hain? Mucharana. And they don't talk with you for months. Allah save us from a wife like that. You know, I get some people, they say, Mauli Sahib, you know what is really unbearable? The silent treatment that is given. What is it? It's like, you know, your house is haunted. Your very own property that you bought for $500,000 becomes haunted. Because you're being punished. You're being punished. Wo biwi samne hai bas. Allah save us, bhai. Hafiz Sulaiman, you listening, ne? Like this. Allahu Akbar. And imagine, this is very difficult. This is not the sifat of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. Billahi, a wife can ask her husband for talaq. The husband can ask the wife for talaq. The mother can say to her son, get out of my house. The father can say, get out of my house. But Allah is that Zat who is Hannan. All your life, you were young, you disobeyed him. All your life, you never looked at the masjid. All your life, you did guna. All your life, you disobeyed him. At the age of 60, you don't know how to pray the Quran. Your children don't know how to pray the Quran. But all of a sudden, you come to the masjid and you say, Ya Allah. Allah says, I am Hannan. I will forgive everything. I will forgive everything in such a way that I will never give you tana. I will never taunt you. I will never say to you that who are you? Now you come to me. Now you're an old man. Now your back is bent. Now you haven't got power in your legs. So now you decide to come to me, huh? When you were young, running, huh? Where were you then? Insan gives ta'ana, but Allah does not give ta'ana. That is the Zat of Allah. That He is Al-Hannanu. No matter what you do, you turn to Allah, Allah is very... A person can very quickly please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can please Allah more faster than pleasing your own parents. You know, it is said about the mother that a mother is a mother. A mother is a mother. You know, Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi has written this incident that he was walking in the streets. Ibn al-Qayyim is a big alim. And he says that I saw this, that there was a mother scolding and shouting at her child, that you are a disobedient child. You know, you've never listened to me. You disobey me. You disrespect me. You know, you're of no worth. I have decided you get out of my house. Out, nikal jao.
And the son is crying, "Mother, are you sure? Get out of my house." Imagine how angry the mother must be for the mother to say that. Otherwise, it's very difficult for the mother to throw her son out. So the Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi was standing there to see what is happening. So the mother pushed the son out and then she closed the door. And the son started to cry. Ibn al-Qayyim was saying, "Subhanallah, what is this?" So he started crying and he walked ahead in front towards the end of the street. And Ibn al-Qayyim says, all of a sudden he stopped. And he stopped and then he returned back. And he came at the doorstep of the house of his mother. And he sat down. And then after a while, the mother wanted to go out. So she opened the door. And she saw that the son is there at the doorstep. So the mother said, "What kind of a son are you? I'm telling you to get out of my life. I'm tired of you. Once and for all, get out." So the son started to cry. He says, "Mother, you know, the fact is that I can go. I was thinking I can go out. I can earn a living. I can find a job. I can find a job. I can find a house. I can find some livelihood. I can do everything. I can leave this house. But as I was walking, I understood one thing. There is no one in this world that will show me love like how my mother shows me love. Where will I get that? And so I decided that the love my mother gives me, nobody gives me, or my mother forgive me." And this was so touching to the mother that the mother embraced him. Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi says, after seeing all this, "Subhanallah, it came to my heart that if a mother can embrace the child, understanding that there is no one that can love the child like how the mother will love the child, then even much more greater is Allah's love for His servants and His slaves. Imagine when a lost one turns to Allah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will embrace him. How Allah's mercy will embrace him." So this is something that is very, very important. That is why when a person turns away from Allah, Allah says to him in the Quran, "Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka, O insan, who has deceived you? Bi rabbikal kareem, by your Lord who is the most generous, al-kareem, most generous, who has deceived you?" And so my respected brothers and elders, three tasbihat that we do. Ya hannanu ya mannanu, ya hannanu ya, whatever you do, ya hannanu ya mannanu. Never forget this, until death. Ya Hannanu Ya Manna. Ism-e-Azam, inshaAllah. And another third tasbih is the tasbih of Yunus alayhi salam. Tasbih of Yunus. Batn-e-Hut. The tasbih is La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu min az-zalimin. InshaAllah, we're ending now. This is also from Ism-e-Azam. Qala an-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, دَعْوَةُ ذِنُّونِ إِذَا دَعَى بِهِ وَهُوَ فِي بَطْنِ الْحُوتِ. And he said to Huzur alayhi salam, said, the dua of Zunnun, Zunnun is Yunus alayhi salam, when he called upon Allah, when he was in the stomach of the fish, and he said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَإِنَّهُ لَمْ يَدْعُ بِهَا رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٌ فِي شَيْءٍ قَطُّ. If this dua is uttered by a Muslim man about anything that he wants, إِلَّا اسْتَجَابَ اللَّهُ لَا, but only that Allah will accept his dua. This hadith is in Tirmizi, Nasa'i, Hakim, Bayhaqi, and also narrated by Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiyallahu ta'ala. So inshaAllah ta'ala, Ya Hannanu Ya Mannan, and also La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Whatever we can remember, we remember. Never know, it can be that moment that you are asking Allah and you have uttered and taken and called upon Allah by these beautiful names and your dua is accepted. Allah could make this dunya jannat for you and also the hereafter. And so brothers, I will make dua for you and you also make dua for me. These are very important sessions. Please do come. Inshallah, from next week our program will be after Isha.
namaz, insha'Allah ta'ala. Even the one after Darsi Quran on a Wednesday and also on a Friday. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya Rahman Rahim.